Hi there, and welcome to this computerweekly.com podcast on data in digital transformation projects with me, Anthony Adshead, storage editor of computerweekly.com. With me today, I've got Chris Gorton, who is EMEA MD with Synity. Hi there, Chris.
Hey, how are you doing?
Great, thanks. And you, I hope well.
Very good, thanks. Yeah.
Excellent. So the first question today, Chris, is what are the key preconditions regarding data in a successful digital transformation project? Over to you.
This will probably come as no surprise, but preparation is key. And we often talk about having a data first thought process and strategy whenever moving into a digital transformation. So what we're essentially trying to educate the market to do and be more thoughtful is how you bring data to the forefront of how you're going to meet your digital transformation objectives. Often people will choose technology to run, whether it's ERP, B2C, UX, all of these different decisions that they have to make in digital transformation. They lead with the primary technology and data is left as an afterthought. We're trying to make people realize that actually data is integral to the success of digital transformation. I often say to people that I'm speaking to, be it in SAP or Oracle or all the different systems that make up digital transformation initiatives, these applications tend to work perfectly until you start to put data into them. So why would you park data as a last part of your planning and not bring it to the beginning? And you actually use data to inform the design and make sure that you can deliver the desired outcome with the correct business value and business benefits.
Thanks, Chris. That begs the question somewhat. What is it about data that customers should be doing to make it optimal for digital transformations? Over to you again.
Thanks, Anthony. So I have a number of steps that I will go through when I'm speaking to an organization about this. The first one is know your data footprint. So when I talk about a data footprint, is organizations have collected and amassed lots and lots of data. So what logically have you done logical housekeeping, archiving, and managing that data down to a suitable size before you even start thinking about transferring that data into its future state? And then I talk a lot about using and shifting left the complexity in data by what I call right to left mappings. So start to look at the data in its future data model and future state outside of the target application to understand where there are gaps, test the business requirements. And then as you build the confidence around that, you can start to educate the business what the future looks like, build confidence in the change that's needed for big digital transformations. But more often than not, you can actually start to use the data in its future state for analytics and smaller business change. So for instance, supplier harmonization, why wouldn't you harmonize? If you can harmonize your suppliers early, why would you not start to use that data to optimize your business ahead of the digital transformation completion?
Thanks, Chris. So that brings us to the final question, which is about phases. What are the key phases with regard to data for an organization that's preparing and carrying out digital transformation? Over to you again.
Okay, so we start with the prepare. So there are a couple of sort of three or four key elements that I always talk about. So we talk what we call about right sizing, so making sure the right housekeeping has been done, because you don't want to take your old data across to your new system if it's not going to give you any value. There's lots of solutions for doing different things. You've got to do some kind of assessment. There'll definitely be cleansing to do, and then harmonization. And then you move into the migration phase. There's lots of ways that people talk about how you migrate in all the different digital transformational states. But the reality is a good quality a business process driven approach to migration is key. And I always talk about migration being a somewhat, or some in some cases, a once in a generation opportunity to transform your data at scale. And there are so many lessons that can be learnt in what was wrong with that data. Then do the analysis, find out what was wrong, why was it wrong, and make sure that built post go live into your governance processes, be it MDM, data quality, how you're going to handle GDPR moving forwards, and how you govern around your analytics. Those are all byproducts of how you can become more mature in data, but ensure that you're successful, not just going live in a digital transformation, but then maintaining high data quality as you move forward.
Excellent. Thanks, Chris. Well, that's the end of the podcast. That's all the time we have for questions. But thanks very much again, Chris Gorton, who is a MIA MD with Synity. And I'm Anthony Adsed, Storage Editor with Computer Weekly. Check out computerweekly.com/storage for more content on these kind of subjects.